This week is the beginning of the Gullus, you know, in Ernst, which was promised to Avraham Avinu back by the Bris Ben Hamitzorim. But it gets full scale, and Yaakov Avinu is in trepidation. He goes to get instructions before he goes down. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry about it. This is where you belong, okay? The Gemara tells, though, Medrash tells something fascinating, that how was the Gullus supposed to happen? Is that Yaakov was supposed to be brought down in chains of iron and brought down to Mitzrayim from Eretz Yisrael. That's how the goal is supposed to begin. But Alt Rachmanis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up that Yosef would go down first. He would have his whole situation and then call for Yaakov, and Yaakov would be able to come in a chariot. And that was the beginning of the Gullus. That was the beginning of the Gullus, that Yaakov did not have to go down. So you see an interesting idea. Rav Moshe Feinstein's Medayik, that the Medrash is talking about the process of going down to the Shibud, that there are two elements going on here. That there is a Gullus, there is the exile, the process of the exile, of leaving Eretz Yisrael and going into Mitzrayim, and then later on, there's going to be a Shibud as well. That the very Gullus is part of the fabric of what is the great Klala, that not the Klala, I shouldn't say, but the necessity that we have to go through in order to have the eventual redemption. It's not just being in Mitzrayim and being subjugated by the Mitzrayim, but it's also the very Gullus. So you can make a chakira and explain that there's the danger of the Gullus and the Shibud. And then Rav Moshe develops this idea as to why was it necessary that the Gullus would have to be part of. Why was it necessary that Yosef would have to go down like that? Why was it necessary that Yaakov seemingly would have had to be there? And he quotes this Gemara in Sota, which I think relates very much to what we're going through today and what the Avoda is. Tanu Rabbanan. Rav Pinchas ben Yair Omer, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, what happens? Chaverim u'b'nei Chorin, all the Boshu Chaverim u'b'nei Chorin, everybody's embarrassed, right? We're not proud of our lineage. V'chafu Rosham, which Chafu Rosh should be familiar from the story of Purim, v'nid, meaning their hair was bereft, v'nidaldulu anshe maise, right? And the men of action were dwindling. V'gavru bale Yisro, bale Losh. And then the great sweet talkers became great. V'ein Derish, v'ein V'akish, v'ein Shoyel. There were nobody who was seeking, and nobody was asking, and nobody was even inquiring about Yerushalayim. So then we were stuck. So turning over to Amud Beis, Al Milanu Lihisha'in, who could we rely upon? Only Al Avinu Shabashamayim. Only on Avinu Shabbat Shemayim. The Gemara then continues. The time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we had a Gullus. So Sharu Chachima Lehave Kesafra. So at that moment, the generations went so down that the Chachamim, the scholars, have only become like scribes. And, right, that teach kids. V'safraya Kechazana. And the scribes, they became like the Chazanim, the Shamshim. The Chazanik Amadara, and then the guys who were in charge of the shuls, they became Amaritzim. And it became even less, etc. Vein Shael Vavakish, and nobody ever wanted Yerushalayim. What happens? The Gemara then concludes, Al Mili Hishoin, who could we rely on? Just Avinu Shabashamayim. And finally, the Gemara says, the Ikvas of the Mashiach, and hopefully, which is now, in the times that approach the Mashiach, Chutzpah Yizge. It's going to be so much Chutzpah. Chutzpah, which we have today. Just open up the news. Chutzpah. What's chutzpah? When you see the truth and you deny the truth. When you have in the news that more people think Hamas is correct in the age bracket of 18 to 23 than the Israelis. When more people say they'd rather be kidnapped by Hamas than by Jews. V'yoyke yamir, and things are going to, costs are going to go up tremendously. Inflation. Hagefen titein, period of ayayim b'yoke, everything's going to be very expensive. Umalchus, and the very kingdom, tehapich leminus vein tochachus. They're going to become people heretical, and nobody's going to give them musr. Beis vad, meeting places, are going to be fiznus. Vagalil Yechorev, and everything's going to be destroyed, etc., etc. And he described all the calamities going to happen, etc., etc. And finally, at the very end of the Gemara, when you see crazy things happening in the world that you can't understand, Al Mayesh Lanu Lishay, who could we rely on? Al Avinu Shabbat Shemayim. We could only rely on Avinu Shabbat Shemayim. What's Pshat? So the Gemara is explaining Pashat. It's not that when things become so bleak, we have to turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's more fundamental. It's things become bleak so that we turn to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not like, okay, we have no other choice. What are we supposed to do? Hashem creates the situation in the first place that things are going to become bleak in our eyes, in our world, so that we turn to the Ribono Shel Olam. Al mi lishoein, who do we have to turn in? Hashem, I want to coin a phrase. It's helpful to be helpless. It's helpful to be helpless. Because if we're helpless, then it becomes helpful. Why? Because if there's nowhere else to turn, we have to turn to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. People keep, you know, we're all talking, we're all hacking, we're all looking at the world and we're saying, how in the world are we supposed to come out of this matzah? What are we going to destroy? Every single person from Hamas? No, it's not shaykh. There's no war that's ever been fought like this one. Normally there's a war, there's two armies, and when one army sees they're going to get defeated, they surrender. Here, they're never going to surrender because they'll die al-Kiddush Hamas. So, let's say today we say, okay, ceasefire done. So let's continue with the terrorism. So it never ends. So how does this end? I have no idea. Elamat, because I'm helpless, I know that I have to come to a hakara that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is around. This is the avodah, Yaakov Avinu, the gullus. Because within the gullus, within the very exile, as we get taken out, when Yaakov gets taken out, when Yosef gets taken out, before the Sheba even, we're supposed to come to Akara, that I'm tied up by irons, I have nowhere else to turn to, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nice. Why? Because Yaakov came to that Akara already. On the way down to Mitzrayim, who does he turn to? He turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov recognizes this the entire time. There is one of the most famous marals in all of Tanakh. Takes place in this week's parasha. You know the maral. What does the maral say? That when Yosef and Yaakov have the reconciliation, Yosef is zugging and hugging and crying, and Yaakov immediately stops, pauses, and zucked Kriya Shema. Why? Says the maral, at that moment in time, Yaakov came to a realization that every step that had to happen happened, miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was mekabel ol malchus shamayim, that he came to the hakara, the recognition that everything along the way was a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Each step, Yosef and this and that, boom, 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 boom. That's what Hashem's waiting for. Hashem puts us in these predicaments so that we can come to the realization, ein lanu mi lehishayin ela Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else to recognize but a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is the avodah that we're going through right now. This is mamish gefeilich. It's terrible. You're watching boys every day. The news last Motzei Shabbos, who didn't put on the news and started to cry when you saw that the three hostages escaped and yet they were killed by friendly fire. It's horrible. How does this end? I have no idea. I just know that we have to turn our attention. Today is the hope. This is the day that's decreed whether or not, as the famous Chassam Sefer says, this is the day that's going to be decreed as to whether or not the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt this year or be destroyed this year on Tisha B'Av. This is the avodah. The avodah is to turn to Hashem. Hashem, we need you. We got nothing else. We have nobody else to rely on. Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu Zay Gazuntin Shtar, it should be beautiful year that we could see the Yad Hashem in all of His glory, and He should bring us back to Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash speedily rebuilt. Zay Gazuntin Shtar.